salad tomatoes?
Salad tomatoes, and there's another name for them. Salad, that's what they use.
Cherry.
Salad. Yeah. Cherry, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The ones with roots on them have a white inside. Bite them down, they're crunchy and hot, peppery kind of.
Yes. We don't fool those much. My daughter-in-law that likes them. She plants them sometimes.
Likes what?
My daughter-in-law likes them, but nobody else cares much about them. We don't plant a thing that, you know, requires them.
That much work.
That much work, and no one eats them. Well, she eats them, and they play out real early if you don't get them planted real, real early. And we had a hard winter when we didn't get those things.
The kind of potatoes with yellow meat?
Sweet potatoes.
Okay. Any other names? Particular kind?
Well, yams.
Okay. Is that all types of yams?
No, there are two types, a white and a yellow one.
All right. Those little onions you eat, or little young fresh onions you eat?
Uh-oh. Well, you can get multiplying onions.
Yes,
that I have some in the bottom of my refrigerator. My son brought me, he had them. And then you plant your onion plants, you see, or your onion buttons. The onion comes up, and then we love to get them, pull them up about that size and boil them, you know, with butter and put butter and pepper and salt on.
Yeah.
They're real good. They're just a delicate taste.
Mm.
And of course I have eggplant out there now and peppers.
What sort of vegetables would you put in a soup?
Well, my husband used to tell me, I wonder if I had anything left in the kitchen. I put everything in it. And gumbo. You make your chicken gumbo or your shrimp gumbo. You only use your okra and tomatoes and corn.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you use onions too. But in just regular old good old vegetable beef soup, I make a big pot of it and I put everything in there. I tell you what I get is a chuck roast. One that doesn't have a lot of fat on it. And I cook it. Put that's my meat. Sometimes if it's a large one, I just use part of it and then freeze the other. But I put onions, butter beans, corn, okra, onions. I said onions, didn't I?
Mm-hmm. Now lettuce.
Peas.
Comes in.
Early. Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you wanted somebody to buy some lettuce, you'd say, please buy me 3
heads of lettuce.
Okay. And then when you pick corn, the green covering you take off the ears is
shuck.
And
then there's a silk there, you know. You have to have your good strong brush to brush that off with.
Mm-hmm.
His light brought me some one evening. And I have a wonderful brush over there, and I saved some of it and sent it over to the house. It was Sunday evening, but I had to do something with it. I had no space in the refrigerator, and I got that corn and put it in the deep freeze before night. I don't put up a half a dozen packages, something like that, because you don't eat a whole lot of it. And no use to put up anything you're not going to eat. I put it up to have a company, you know, and a family comes or somebody else.
Yeah.
Then I make a corn pudding of the grated corn. Use the milk and eggs and butter, and that's real good. That's an old time recipe.
Yeah. The kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob is?
Roast maize.
Uh-huh. And then the top of the stalk is the?
Top.
All right. Now, the things you used to make jack-o'-lanterns out of?
Pumpkins?
Yeah. And what about the yellow crookneck vegetable that you let dry?
Cashew.